And we're back. Got another episode. Changing it up tonight. Day. It's afternoon, whatever time frame we're in. And, yeah, just
one. The 20th century. 21st century.
You didn't even know what century we're in.
Fuck. We'll play your dad directly.
We're in the present right now. Ready to do a show. And that's what matters. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
What do we have for tonight?
Well, I was just thinking about kind of defining our stance as kind of an American anarchist, I guess you could say.
Because there is no other affiliation we can buddy up with.
Yeah, that's just kind of like why we have kind of defined ourselves as such. We've been taking a lot of flack, kind of, I feel like, for that as well. A lot of people are hesitant to want to probably give us a chance, want to hear us out. But I think, like Riley just said, it's just what we have to identify with, unfortunately, because there's just nothing else that we were, like, talking about it. And I mean, it's like we want to promote kind of like a kind of religious kind of persuasion, but we can't because it's just there's no God. We're not identifying with any gods or masters as anarchists. So it just, but I feel like at the same time, it's just really it's more about organized religion for me. And I don't want to identify with that. I think like that's the problem because organized religion is, in my opinion, bad. And that's why we don't want to identify with any gods, per se, in that aspect. Do you see what I'm saying? Riley? Did you agree with that?
No, not really. I did not want to associate with God.
No, God is fine, but I'm talking about religious affiliation. I don't want to identify with that.
Oh, no, good. Cool.
Yeah, so we can't identify, we want to promote that, but we can't. So, you know, and then obviously, like, we've been critical of both political parties, you know, on our show, so, yeah, we can't identify with any of them, right? I mean, the closest we might get is a Republican, but, I mean, I'm not going to identify myself. I never have, you know, so I'm not going to identify with that either.
We're definitely more independent.
Independent, I think, is a way of identifying, but I don't even think we're independent. I don't think we're that either. That's the thing. And that's why I'm saying, like, anarchism is where it's at, because the closest thing to what we're trying to identify with, I feel like, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because we don't want any ties. I don't feel like we can, because anything that's of any significance in our society and culture, our day and age, is compromised. It's a compromised organization, group, or entity.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really trying to come at. That's the no gods or masters. Because what is a master? Oh, you want to promote, oh, you Democrats, you want to promote communism. Well, that's a master right there. Yeah. You're trying to promote a master because a communist system is a monotheistic political structure, so to speak, in that it's just one, it's the dictatorship, and that's a master. So why would I want to promote that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
issue with the God thing is that if there is a God, I have to acknowledge that to some degree, whether I want to be obedient to that God or not. I still have to acknowledge it, that it exists. You know what I mean? And so that's where it's in the aspect of anarchism. You know, it's like it doesn't want to identify with a God or a master. It doesn't want to promote religion. It doesn't want to promote government, military, anything. It doesn't want to give power to anything.
Yeah.
But if there is a God, which I think, in my opinion, using my wisdom, my gnosis knowledge, I believe that there's evidence to point to the fact that there is. Personal experience, it seems that there is an intelligent designer by chance, and that would be a God. And if that's real, then like I have to acknowledge it. I can no longer say no gods if that exists. You know? I mean, I think you would agree with that, right? That statement?
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, it just kind of leads into the aspect of the scriptures then. If there's a God, then the scriptures are of some kind of worth to us then.
Yeah.
But then you have to identify, well, which is the real God? Is there a real God to worship? And I don't know. I just know Christianity. So, I mean, that's just the way I was... You know, I was raised like you. I mean, that's just all you knew, too.
Yeah.
I can't help it, though. When you look at the stuff, the scriptures, you can look at it from an aspect of that it's pertaining to our time. Other people will want to listen to that. People want to hear about that? I don't really know.
IDK.
Now you're starting to communicate like a text. Text message. I kind of feel like I'm texting you right now. I'm kind of like texting you and you're just like responding with like very minuscule... Uh-huh. Responses like you're texting me back.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should change the subject into regards to music.
We got.
Well, music. We were talking earlier as well about how when we listen to bands like the, you know, Grateful Dead, how free their music was. And I think that that's part of like was their success. They were, people identify with that free spirit of the music, free flowing spirit of the music. And nowadays the music is, like you said, compressed was the word you're using.
Well, as far as audio production goes, condensing a track is done a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
could get the track, but
there's nothing condensed about this. And that's what we're trying to be, like, on our podcast. We're trying to have that free-flowing spirit. Or we're trying to bring you that old-school radio type, almost. Talk show radio type. Type feel, I guess. I don't know.
Hoping for Jay Garcia's blessing.
That would be nice.
Rip.
But that style is like something that we can bring into, I feel, our podcast. That idea. Because that's really what people want. They want that kind of, I think that's what they want, ultimately. They want something that's real as opposed to something that's plastic, and that's what they're trying to create now. You know, I feel like in entertainment even, like, I mean, not just music, but entertainment in general. Is Jamie Foxx dead or alive?
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he like had a medical emergency. It's like they won't like give any real information about what happened or like if he's dead or alive or something. I think he like had a he's probably vaccinated and like I personally think on the vaccinations that they have like
had a complication.
Well, check this out. This is a pretty freaking deep concept on the vaccination. So the vaccinations are bio drugs. Bioweapon drugs that were inserted into human beings during the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm almost wondering if there's like nanoparticles in there that are like connected to artificial intelligence that literally can have like a certain
control you
or have a certain like system self-destruct where it's like, oh, you were one of the people that had the self-destruct at this time. And, like, there's nothing in your... It just shuts your body down because it's, like, a weapon that has been inserted into you now. And now you've been compromised.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a good point, man.
Could that have been what happened to him? Or, like, I mean, is this a medical emergency out of nowhere? Was he vaccinated?
I always thought it was not cool to get vaccinated, but that's a real reason. That's fucked up.
If there's any sort of validity to that statement, yes, of course. Just think of all the people that have been compromised then all of a sudden by this.
Millions.
Yeah. Billions, probably. Oh. That's in the billions, dude.
In the world, yeah.
Altogether by now?
Yeah.
Some sort of vaccination from
probably
it?
Like,
and then multiples. Like, then there's, like, the boosters and everything. The booster club.
Fuck, dude.
We've already covered coronavirus so in-depth. Because we started right around that time. You know? So, I mean, I just think that, like, and that's why I feel like we came on board, you know, we were like led to come on board like right at that crucial time in the history of mankind, you know, to like bring our nonconformist views to the table.
This was a good idea to get this going.
Well, that was all your idea. You're the one who wanted to do this, so... You're the mastermind behind it and wanting to do it. I just kind of put my 2 cents in. You know, and now we're a podcast that's been around for years.
Well, I'm grateful because it's what I look forward to every week.
Yeah, and that's good. Everybody needs something to do in their lives that they look forward to doing. Whether it's a job or something, yeah. Yeah, and that's about what we're trying to promote on our station you know, here is that we're just trying to promote what's relevant and positive. You know, some people might not like our views, but in our opinion, like, it's how we perceive things as being wrong or, you know, fucked up. If we're criticizing you, it's because we feel we're in the wrong. It's like, we're not trying to, like, target people out or, like, single people out and, like, be what's called a reviler of them, you know? And really, a reviler is just kind of old English term for hater.
Reviler?
Yep. Yep. That's old English, you know? That's like 1700s King James version of the Bible, you know? But yeah, I mean, I like wine bibber. Wine bibber is another one that's old English. It's like person who's like given over into strong drink.
Wine bibber.
I know, Riley. You as much would very much identify as a wine bibber. I just always like that one, wine bibber.
I bib the head beer.
Beer bibber. It's like more. Yeah, I think beer bibber is better than wine bibber, but. Yeah, reviler, wine. And usually a person who's a wine bibber is a reviler as well. We're not promoting revilery on the show, though. We're trying to love our neighbor as ourselves. Like, really, actually, because. We're trying to
identify. That's not very common these days, especially with the pandemic and the laws of separation between people.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
No, I agree. And that's why we're trying to break out of that. And that's why we're once again trying to promote a positive thing. But there is people who are part of the problem, I feel like. And that's the thing that we can't deny here. And therefore, the reason why things are fucked up is because there's people who are creating a problem here.
Yeah.
They're not being accountable for what they do, and it's creating problems.
And mostly libtards.
I just feel like it is. It's the truth. And it's like we don't want to, like, you know, be that way towards our neighbors. But if your neighbor is like being offensive to you, you need to address him. You know what I mean? And say, like, you know what? Like, enough is enough. And that was some really good timing, by the way. Some honorable discharging there. And that's just, we're just trying to edify. You know, we just want to just try to help people to see the truth. Some people don't want to see the truth because they only want to see what itching ears want to see and hear.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to challenge that notion here.
The itching ears.
Yep. And so,
and to me, a person with itchy ears is a person that has no independent focus. They don't.
No structure.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there was kind of free flowing, but. Which is kind of.
Ambition. True.
Inhibitions, yes. Releasing their inhibitions. People that are releasing their inhibitions, so to speak. No?
No.
But that kind of actually is hypocritical to what we're talking about in a sense, because people are trying to be free-flowing in their lifestyles, kind of like what we're talking about with music and art and podcasting. It's like, we should be free to kind of be creative, but morally and socially not so free. I think that's ultimately, because it goes back to the idea of the God. If there's a God, then if he has a certain kind of structure that we have to follow to be free, maybe, to be liberated and not bound by sin and self-destructive behaviors, then we need to acknowledge that as well. And that's what we're ultimately trying to get at.
I think that if you have godly values and your motivation is good for the most part, then you're probably on a pretty good track.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, I think that that's a good statement, you know? Because I think anybody has, and they've said this before, like, been proven that couples that have a religious belief together as a couple, like, they don't divorce.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is, like, a good example of why it's a positive thing, and that's why we need to take, we need to acknowledge it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, they don't divorce, man. They don't divorce, and it seems like everyone gets divorced now.
And then why are they getting divorced? Because they don't have that structure.
Don't have anything, man. They have the goals, they have the structure, they have the integrity.
Loyalty,
they got nothing. They're just zombies.
And now they've been a lot of them have been compromised with bioweapon technology inside of them that could be initiating a...
So now we got zombies running around that have been...
Genetically altered.
Which makes him even more of a zombie.
More of a threat, too.
More of a threat.
Yeah, because they could... If they have, like, a system self-destruct on them, like, built into their makeup of their DNA now, where it's like, and they don't have... Somebody so, just pushes a button, and so, they're gone.
So they just hits a button, and boom!
Yeah, it's like, we're gonna wipe out these people now. The people that have this system self-destruct. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like... Man, if that's the case, then it's just like these people could become a weapon against us. Like they're just naturally trying to free flow our lives. And then it's like all of a sudden someone with a system self-destruct hits your car. You know what I mean? Like kills you. Because it was their time to go. Someone hit the button and they are gone. That's fucked up.
Why I like to lay low. I mean, I have a cell phone.
Yeah.
But I'm not on it hardly ever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go off that much, so I feel like I'm kind of on the outskirts of that.
I think that, yeah, the more on the outskirts you can be, the better. The more you're affiliated, the worse. And I feel like people with the vaccines are like, they're trying to be affiliated. They're trying to be interconnected with the beast and...
More connected.
Yeah. They want to be a part of the beehive, the collective all, I think as we've called it. Uh-huh. Didn't you call it the collective all or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, once.
Yeah, that was a... Old school podcast.
That's from like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think we're actually identifying Blake as like a part of the collective all too or something like that. Uh-oh. And I think we actually, like, talked about, like, yeah, people that are part of that are, like, unstable people or something like that. Uh-huh. Like, very fictitious and phony and... or something like that, I think. Isn't that, like, what you're talking about, kind of?
Yeah.
Which is, like, the people who take the mark of the beast. I believe as well. Like, the people who are part of that category take the mark of the beast.
Fuck yeah, the mark of the beast is in so many formats now.
Yep, it is. It is, and that's what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to identify what those things are and try to, like, bring them to light so people will see.
Could be vaccination, could be fucking tattoo.
Could be entertainment you're watching.
Yeah.
Music you're listening to. Yeah, it's just, and that's why it says, like, no man could buy or sell unless he had the mark. So it's like everything that we buy and sell, I believe, like, is being used against us to promote this communist agenda. I actually think we can identify it as. So, we want to bring to light that this is our church. This is our service.
So I'm kind of in a position where I can't go to church. So we want some sort of structure there where it's ritual.
We're trying to, I think ultimately we're trying to promote structure, but freedom at the same time. See, that's what we're trying to see here, is that there's these groups of people that are trying to promote freedom and liberation and feminist rights and communism and, you know, whatever. And it's just, that's fine to, I think, like, to promote the free spirited kind of approach to life, but at the same time there needs to be rules of that. You can't just be so free spirited that you start engaging in self-destructive behaviors that are detrimental to yourself and to potentially others.
Yeah. Or to your community.
Exactly. We want to be loving our neighbors as ourselves. You know what I mean? I think if we're not loving our neighbors as ourselves, we're being compromised, you know, by the system trying to enforce their humanistic, narcissistic ways upon us.
When it comes down to it, though, that all leads back to the devil.
Yeah, and that's why we're ultimately have to, unfortunately, come out against certain people, because whether they believe so or not, they're promoting that kind of a concept and trying to indoctrinate and incorporate that into our society and culture. And if we are of the light, we have to expose the works of the darkness rather than allow them to continue to blatantly. And we're in the time now where we can expose the works of the darkness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have the platforms to do so. So why not?
Except the darkness kind of runs the whole shit show.
It's trying to.
Texting and so forth, messages.
Yeah. It's very sophisticated, and that's all part of the beast. That's the beast system hard at work. You know, unfortunately, because who gives the beast its power?
Man,
the devil.
It works good to get good.
Yeah. But see, that's ultimately what the beast is trying to do, is it's trying to do what we're trying to do. It just wants to be able to dictate what the rules are going to be. We're trying to dictate the rules are what God says, but then the beast is trying to say, and his people are trying to say, well, who is God that we should obey his rules? Like, who is this God? And whose God rules should we obey? They don't want to acknowledge it because their itching ears don't want to believe that to begin with. And that's why they're already opposed to that concept already, and they're acting so antagonistically towards it.
It seems kind of ironic to me that each year get the voice of reason and they don't want it.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, the itchy ears want to be the voice of reason to our society and culture. You know what I mean? They want to be the ones that dictate, like, the status quo. Yeah, so, and we're just trying to, you know, challenge that and say, like, no. No. Not on our watch. And so that's why we're doing this. I mean, we've always podcasted on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Sundays are our church service. Like you're saying, it's just, you know, you're for the most part bedridden until you're able to walk better. So this is like our church here. We're doing our two or more are gathered. The Spirit is there.
Indeed, sir.
So we're here doing that. And it's just like, you never know, like this kind of a church right here could be like the most influential church. A church of just two people could be like the most influential, effective church. More so than the mega churches out there, you know what I mean?
What did you say? Two people or what?
Yeah, it's what the scriptures say. When two or more are gathered, like in like Jesus' name, that's like, that is like church right there, technically. Because the Holy Spirit is amongst them when two or more are gathered.
Nice.
And that's what we are. A nucleus of two. A duad. A deuce. A number two. We ain't talking poo. Yeah, we are the duad. There's the monad, the duad, and the triad. And the quadrad. Which is four. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring church here. Trying to bring our nonconformist church of Christ, of the scriptures.
So if you like it, you can tune in every Sunday around 3 to 5 o'clock for our new episodes.
Yeah. Nice. Nice plug. Yeah, and we never anticipated to do it this way. We just, like, Sundays and Wednesdays, which are kind of normal church service days.
It's
really just kind of just worked out that way. It was we're not trying to do it or anything, but I mean, it really is like, it's like we're trying to bring a sermon to the table. A political, social sermon, you know, that's nonconformist. You know, that's just trying to be wild and free to the table here. I think that's positive, you know? It's like, it's good. Yeah, I think that when we look at technology really applies to an anarchist kind of situation or setup where people are living in this kind of like kind of way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it bodes well. See, the enemy, he wants to use technology for his tyranny to suppress people and target certain people through it and identify people as potential threats. And the beast, the devil, wants to use technology for communism, wants to use technology for evil purposes.
Yeah.
But anarchism wants to use technology to better our free
abilities.
Exactly. Yeah, see, there's a good and a bad to technology. There's good and bad AI.
Wow.
You know, there's AI that I believe is programmed to be evil. you know.
I don't think he can be evil. I don't think he has the capacity.
To be evil?
Yeah.
I only say that because of watching Knight Rider.
Oh.
And how they corrupted it.
Well, there you go.
But I'm just saying, they bring that... What I'm saying is that they bring that capability or potentiality to light that could the AI become corrupted to be evil by some evil human being that, you know...
In our make-believe human fucking minds, yes, they can happen.
Yeah?
But not on the regular.
I sure hope not. Because that could be potentially problematic. Yeah, but I do think that we need to be aware of the wolves in sheep's clothing in our society and culture today. Who are the wolves in sheep's clothing that we need to watch out for in this culture and society? Who are the people that are trying to have an ulterior motive and are being used as bitches to promote a certain political environment? You know, a certain moral standard. There's even people that are promoting, like, the pandemic, dude, and the vaccination. Like, there's bitches for everything that they are going to use. They're going to be wolves in sheep's clothing, political people. Bernie Sanders is. There's another one. Wolves in sheep's clothing.
Bernie Sanders?
I believe he is.
Why?
Because, man, he's been a communist since he first entered politics.
Oh, yeah, so?
Yeah, and he's trying to, like, work with the political structure of the Democrats. Now he's addressing himself as an independent.
Well, we know very well that you fuck right off.
Yep. That may be the way the East Coast wants it, but, like, I don't want to support that here on the West Coast, man. Bernie and, like, the East Coast can have their communism, but I'm not a part of that here. I don't want to be affiliated with that here on the West Coast. I think the West Coast needs to be the difference. It needs to be, like, the polarity.
Remain wild.
Yeah, Wild West. You know, like, we don't want this communism coming into the West Coast. And unfortunately, it's already here and, like, very strong and powerful. And it's really fucking lame. I have to say, it's not cool at all, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we were strongly opposed to that. Like Ronald Reagan in Hollywood. Jay, like, literally was trying to, like rid Hollywood of the communists. It was funny, dude. And then he became president. No, they became governor of California. And then president.
Oh.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to, like, copy his... Do the exact same thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, tried to go, like, governor of California, and then it was like, you know, he wanted to do a presidential thing. You imagine, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, that's almost as bad as Donald Trump.
And way worse than Donald Trump. Trump actually turned out okay, but I hated the fact that he was to be president.
Who's the lesser of the evil as president? Donald Trump or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or Ronald Reagan? Who's the worst? Two guys were president, one guy could have been, potentially, probably not, but imagine if he was.
played Arnold Schwarzenegger as president.
Getting the chopper.
Getting the chopper ball. Fuck, dude.
Go Chargers. That's another one, too, dude, where you're like, at a Chargers game, and he was, like, addressing the crowd. When they were San Diego's. San Diego burritos.